This is Apollo Control at 129 hours, 52 minutes. We're presently in the midst of a shift change in mission control. Flight Director Jerry Griffin coming on to replace Flight Director Glenn Lunny. The capsule communicator on this shift will be astronaut Ed Gibson. We plan to have a change of shift briefing at approximately 8:30 Central Standard Time in the Houston News Center. We have reacquired the command module, Yankee Clipper. We have about 46 minutes remaining before we lose contact with the command module. And we plan to continue to allow Dick Gordon to sleep. Pete Conrad advised that the crew will press ahead with preparations for their extravehicular activity, beginning that activity as early as 131:30 ground elapsed time, or actually between 131:30 and 132. And this would be anywhere from an hour and a half, from an hour to an hour and a half ahead of schedule. We will also be turning on the television. The crew has been instructed to turn the television on to see if there's been any unexpected change in the status, and if there is a possibility of getting a television picture. If we do not get a TV picture, the crew has been instructed to turn the circuit breaker off, and they will then, during part of their EVA, clip the cables on the camera and bring it back with them. At 129 hours, 54 minutes, this is Apollo Control.